you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, Episode 24.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Pauline Lai. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on December 9th, 2022.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Pauline Lai.
And now, here is Pauline Lai performing on violin and electronics.
Thank you. I'm Pauline Lai, and I play violin through electronics, and I also compose music. So I have a pickup on my violin, and I run it through two chains of effects. Each one has a delay pedal, slightly different delay pedals, and slightly different pitch shifters. And two, and those go into stereo loopers, two stereo loopers, and I divide the signal into two different amps. And I just start layering. I just kind of feel the room out while I'm sound checking and think about like what I want to hear. Usually I'll start out with something very simple and then just go from there. It's basically once I let the loop lapse, I'm so used to playing in groups and in orchestras and bands and things. I'm just responding to myself, basically. I've just created another person to play with.
How did you start playing through two different setups?
I'm not sure how. I think one day I was like, let me just try this out. I have some amps right here. Let's try it out. And then I liked it. I liked how really it cool. kind of surrounds me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not a super upfront person. I like to blend in a little bit. But I also like to do weird things. So it's perfect because then I can hide within the amp
within your
world. Amps. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's all me, but I'm still kind of
really
hiding.
Cool. I don't know anyone else who's made that leap.
Mm-hmm.
And did you first start playing violin? Like, were you classically trained and then fell into pop?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, how did all that?
I started when I was 9, mm-hmm. and my school had an assembly, and they had different people play different instruments. Mm-hmm. And then they said, sign up for the one you want. And I just went to the violin first. I thought, ooh, clarinet would be fun. Mm. Don't know why.
They're kind of similar sounding.
Yeah, clarinet was fun and violin. But my mom told me I shouldn't play a wind instrument because she was really worried about my respiratory health. Because when I was younger, yeah. I would get bronchitis a lot.
Oh, and those things are kind
interesting.
Of
interesting. It seems like the way to avoid bad health is to play a wind instrument.
Yeah.
Because they're all, they get so much oxygen.
Yeah. She was just worried I'd hurt myself.
I mean, that might even not even be true.
I don't know.
Seems like
to me, it's like, yeah.
You clean it
out. It's just a breeding ground.
But you know.
Spit valves and reeds and all that. Disgusting,
Later on, when I, in high school, when I learned that I could check out instruments from school, mm-hmm. I checked out the euphonium because I was this looks great.
Wow. Cool.
So, and someone told me the mouthpiece was the same as a trombone and really easy to play. And I was like, yeah, let me try that. So I,
that's so awesome.
Summers in high school, I just checked out the euphonium.
let me try that.
Yeah,
that's great.
It sounded so nice. I was like, and the name was so nice.
Yeah.
And
very
so I beautiful. Just had like this euphonium book and I would just try things out. I learned, a lot of like themes from orchestral pieces from this book.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long did you play euphonium? Or
just
do you still
through
play
high
it?
School. I mean, the last time I touched a euphonium, my friend was looking for euphonium players for a recording, and he's like, nothing hard. You don't have to play anything hard. So I borrowed one from a friend and just recorded long tones for him.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So when did the pedals arrive?
The pedals came in after college. I joined a band. Very upsetting to my parents. But I joined a band because I really liked what they did. And they were like, whoa.
Which band did you join?
It was a band called Anchors for Architects.
I knew that band.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be how we met.
Wow. So obviously playing in a band, acoustic violin, especially guitars and drums.
It's not going to work, is
not
it?
Not good. So I start out with a terrible Fishman pickup. I got.
I started out with a Barkus berry.
Oh gosh,
even worse than the Fishman. So,
yeah, and because I went to my local, I went to the music store that I nice. Always got my things.
Yeah.
Maury's Music in Lakewood. They didn't know. They're like, we have this, and I was like, okay, and it was terrible. I didn't like it. I was always feeding back, and then I learned about preamp, and I got one, and then I tried out another pickup called Pick Up the World. Right? And that was like a band that went under the bridge, but it affected my sound acoustically, and I didn't like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
It was not good.
Pick up the world.
Pick up the world. I mean, I'd say that my early days of using a looper, I did try to just like perfectly time everything and get it right. And it did sound like looping music, like looper music. And eventually I was like, no, I'm not going to be precious about timing. I'm just going to go for it. And like when I improvise with other people, it's not like I'm waiting for the right time or anything. I'm just listening and responding and trying to fit in. And so I'm doing the same thing when I create a loop. I create the loop, I create the bass, and I listen as I'm playing. And I can see when it restarts, but I just keep playing. Because when you're improvising, you just keep going. Mm-hmm. You let the sound
so
go.
So you smooth over the starting point.
I do. And I'm actually using two loopers. So that's
things
I do that twice.
Yeah. Things get layered twice. And
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's really
one
cool.
feeds into the other one. I am thinking about incorporating a third one.
There are other pedals there too besides the loopers, or is it just those?
So two delays. I usually just kind of have them on. I don't really change them that much. And then two pitch shifters, depending on like what kind of frequency you want to go for. I usually, I don't know, just kind of listen and I think what'll sound good. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Oh yeah.
And I just think of my set as, I mean, it is improvisational, but I'm not restricted by the loop. You can find me at Pauline Lai on Instagram. I don't have a website right now. I also have a Twitter that I don't use.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing and our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeriniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.